Business Advocates commissioned a study which shows up to 185 small companies could leave Madison if they're forced to provide employees with 9 days of paid sick leave each year. Daniel Guerra says his business might be one of them. He runs a website development company called Argus Innovations with 5 employees.
Increased payroll may make the difference between a business staying here in Madison, moving outside of Madison, or worse yet, closing its doors.
The proposal's lead sponsor is Alderman Austin King. He doubts that the effect on retailers would be that drastic and is skeptical of the study's predictions that Madison would lose as much as $21 million tax revenue if companies leave or close.
I mean, if you look at their numbers on their face, they're absurd. That half of the value of commercial property in the city of Madison will leave because of this ordinance. And of course, they said similar things about the minimum wage ordinance, and none of that happened.
The economic study paid for by business interests says sick leave could increase payroll costs by 3%. Not all small business owners oppose it. In fact, some are already doing it voluntarily. Lindsay Lee operates Ground Zero and Cargo Coffee Shops in Madison, which employs 25 people.
I have a happier workforce. My employees appreciate being able to get paid for when they are sick.
Sick leave can prevent disease from spreading, yet a healthier workforce comes with a cost to either owners or customers. Lee believes both sides in the debate have exaggerated claims of economic harm or worker benefit. He urges fellow small business owners not to be what he calls political pawns in the city controversy. The debate's also playing out on the national level with a federal paid sick leave proposal. It's sponsored by Senator Edward Kennedy. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.